I think I ate too much salami. My sides are hurting.
What?
My sides are hurting.
Yeah, I saw that.
Salami.
Yeah.
Does salami go straight to the hips?
6 servings. I ate all 6.
How much per serving calories?
910
per. So 660.
700 calories of salami.
I mean, this is a meal. 6 grams of protein per serving. So 36 grams in this whole bad boy.
They said there were 7 servings.
6.
What was in that bag that I picked up from the church for you?
A lot of sodium, which I could taste. Stuff from Mariah, like potions and whatnot.
Potions?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
To make her not sick anymore.
I didn't know you was into that magic stuff.
It was like a potion of resistance, a potion of healing.
Potion of not coughing, potion of...
ChatGPT.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Didn't realize it was free. Oh, yeah. I knew that you had a version you paid for, but I didn't know that.
I don't know why
there was a basic one.
Oh, I think I get more questions per week or something.
Oh, there's a limit. Interesting.
I thought you said something about maybe it was 10 questions a day for free.
Put this away.
I don't know
how much is for free.
I don't know. I did like 8 questions, and then I was like, didn't really want to ask it any more questions, so I was just good for the day.
And
so I wanted to see if, you know, we were still the Gas Boys. So I asked it about the Gas Boys. I said, who are the Gas Boys? It said, like, fun, creative guys who do videos, and they're funny and content and stuff. And then I asked, I was like, okay.
Where are they from? Like, what?
That wasn't specific enough. So I asked him, I said, who is Gavin? And it described me so well.
A Gas Boy?
It's like, yeah.
What did they say about you?
Like, so handsome, super hilarious, like, super funny.
Your appearance?
Dang it. I have it on my phone.
Oh, your phone's all the way over there? No. Was it really good?
Oh, it wasn't really that good. I'm sure ChatGPT could write it again. Look it up and say, ask it what I asked it.
I don't think you can do that.
Let's see.
What did Gavin ask you?
What did Gavin ask?
Yeah. Just say, what did Gavin ask
There's
you about?
There's got to be some privacy thing. If you're able to do
There's
that, that's crazy.
Gavins. No way.
Just say, what did the Gavin sitting next to me
no,
ask you?
No, dude, that's not how this works.
No,
you
know.
Never know. You pay for the premium version, so
you
just
pray
try
for
it.
That, for stuff like that to happen.
Who is Christian from the Gas Boys?
Because I had it describe me, and then
sent our logo and then gave a link to our Apple podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Christian Smith is one of the co-hosts of the Gas Boys podcast alongside Parker Thiel and Gavin Thiel. The podcast features weekly discussions on various topics, often infused with humor and personal anecdotes. Listeners can tune in to new episodes every Tuesday, and then a link to our Apple podcast.
My
and then
goodness.
Sent our like logo.
That's cool. Hey, that's the same logo that I literally have right next to me and behind me. Look at this, guys.
What topics have they spoken about recently?
Yeah, that'll be crazy. Unless it just reads our description.
I asked ChatGPT all of our personalities, like what we bring to the podcast, and it was pretty spot on.
And it was like, Gavin,
it did say
closeted homosexual. Like, what?
January 27th, 2025, the host reflected on inappropriate comments they made as children, explored the educational potential of ChatGPT, and delve into the mechanics of music and share experiences about cat ownership.
Yeah, that was my exact description basically. Well, they mixed it up a little bit, but that's rough.
And then it gave a link to our YouTube.
What I said.
That's cool.
Nice.
Because I had asked it specifically. It said, Gavin brings random stuff, like says random stuff that just gets them into
that
hilarious banter.
Going.
Because I just, that's
hilarious
true.
Banter.
I would say that's pretty accurate. And then it said Parker does humor where he like does a deadpan, like. Or just like a face.
Interesting.
No way it said that.
It straight up,
what does Gavin
I took a
bring
screenshot.
The Gas Boys podcast?
What kind of
Gavin
spice
Gavin feels
like
goes to the Gas Boys contributes significantly to the show's dynamic through his unique perspectives and engaging storytelling. Yeah, this isn't real.
That's true. You are a storyteller.
His input often leads to lively discussions and adds depth to various topics. For instance, in episode 173, the host delved into Gavin's recent findings quote unquote.
Which that was when he kept finding everything.
I found myself.
Yeah, what the heck? Which sparks intriguing conversation. Additionally, in episode 170, Gavin shares his vision of the ideal Christmas, providing listeners with the personal insights and contributing to the episode's festive theme. Overall, Gavin's contributions enrich the podcast content, offering listeners a blend of humor, personal anecdotes, and thoughtful discussion.
That is crazy that it knows that I brought that up.
I think I wrote that in the description too. But maybe I didn't.
Maybe you did.
Interesting. Do you want to know what you bring to the table, Parker?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Okay, fine. Jeez.
I'd love to hear one of those classic Gavin stories.
It must watch YouTube, though, or like be able to analyze
Parker
YouTube.
Parker Thiel is a co-host of the Gas Boys podcast alongside Christian and Gavin. He contributes to the podcast, engaging in humorous discussions, bringing his unique perspectives to various topics. In episode 168, Parker shares a personal story about a rat encounter, adding a humorous and relatable element to the conversation. His storytelling and insights enhance the podcast dynamic, making it enjoyable for the listeners.
Because mine literally described like...
The rat story was so gripping to everybody. Everyone related to that. How do they know?
It also said, it said Christian was... high energy.
Yes.
Like super high energy, like going crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Literally cannot be tamed.
Yeah. But it literally said your deadpan humor, which made me think like, I don't know how it analyzed that. Because Parker's just like...
Yeah, that's got to be visual.
Dang it, dude.
Christian just
who's everyone's favorite host? And then it gave me a bunch of nonsense. Definitive podcast host among Parker, Christian, and Gavin is challenging. As individual preferences vary among listeners, the podcast, and then he gave a bunch of like, pick one is too hard, but I said, but choose one. And it said, if I had to choose one based on the audience engagement and impact, Parker Thiel seems to stand out as a fan favorite.
No way.
He brings a strong storytelling presence. And often leads discussions in a way that keeps the energy high. His ability to balance humor with engaging anecdotes makes him a standout for many listeners. However, the chemistry between all three hosts is truly what makes the Gas Boys podcast successful.
That's true.
It's got to just be making stuff up because no one's ever commented like
great story.
Anything that would.
Because Parker also is unless a terrible it's just storyteller.
Really that's true smart. If you think about it.
Parker's a bad storyteller. Also can't freestyle.
That's true. Goodness.
And that's a big part of storytelling.
Ask who's the best rapper?
The Gas Boys. Okay, fine, I'll ask.
And if it says me, then we know it's not.
These are questions that every listener once answered, so we're gonna answer them.
You guys,
we did get a DM kind of disparaging Gavin this week, but it's okay.
No, what?
Whoa, what? Who wants to fight me?
It's okay.
What did they say?
It was just a guy who was asking for like humor advice. So he said, I need to go to the experts. Who are you guys? And I was like, wow, honored. And then I responded a couple things.
Thing?
No, he just made a joke.
Oh, what?
But it was at your expense. Learn from us. He was... I'll just read it.
What does this guy know?
I said there's not enough information to see who's our best.
He said, thank you very much. I'll keep these in mind, and maybe one day I'll be a comedy master just like you guys, except for Gavin. I see there's still progress to be made for him.
Okay. It's hilarious.
Who's the one who has a podcast?
Yeah. He's coming to you for advice and then insults you.
Yeah.
He's just learning from himself.
Also, all that advice came from... me, Parker, and I were sitting right next to each other, and Parker was typing stuff up.
It did not.
So, you didn't write down anything I said.
I did not.
What did you say to him?
I said we would give an in-depth, we live in, leave an encoded message on the podcast, so whenever that comes
every
up.
Fourth word.
Every fourth every word is our advice.
Word. We love to party with you on every fourth word.
That was just word,
word. Yeah, it was.
Hey, Josh, listen. That's cool. Oh, I can't do it. That'd be really hard to
that would be really
have
hard.
A sentence to somebody.
They did it on
every
iCarly.
Fourth word is what you need to
really
emphasize.
That's where I got that from.
Oh, I knew I recognized
they were
that.
Trapped in the basement of the, like some super fan. This could literally be us one day. They were trapped by a fan, and they're like, okay, but listen, please let us at least send a message to our friend for his birthday.
Oh.
It's to Gibby for his birthday because we always celebrate. And they're like, oh, of course. I would never neglect that. And then they encoded a message.
If you said a phrase that was only three words.
Word.
If you said a phrase that was three words over and over again, then the fourth word would just go down the line. But then they could just listen to what you're, there would be no point in coding it because you'd be saying what you're trying to get across.
I love you, crazy, please, Josh. I love you, help. I love you, me, I love you. I love you, trapped.
I love you, trapped. I love you, address. I love you, is.
Okay, seriously, guys, let's lock in.
That's hilarious.
Who's the best? Did it say who the best rapper is?
No, it said there's not enough information.
That's not true. It doesn't listen then.
Should we just give it some of our bars and ask it to see who's best?
Yeah, analyze
some
information.
Analyze these bars, please.
Do you want to tell your story?
Yeah.
One of your stories, one of your classics.
So here's a classic Gavin story, but obviously Parker could tell it better.
I could tell it way better, but I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll humor you, Gavin.
So I'm working. I get home. And as I'm on my way home, my mom calls me and says, hey, have you... Yeah, I know. I messed up there. I'm on my way home and my mom calls me and says, hey, have you talked to Hannah yet about Anthony? I was like, no. She's like, they said they're headed...
Right now.
Pause. Right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to bleep that out because that's not even like...
What did you say?
Something that should not be repeated.
Okay, let's restart.
It had a reason. There's a reason for saying that. That wasn't explicitly what he said, but it would be hard to imagine a different meaning
than what I just said. Resume.
Okay. Let me just start over because I did.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll definitely cut it out. I'll definitely cut all this out.
Do you want to actually cut it out? Because
no, I'm just building my case for being the best storyteller on the podcast.
Okay, Parker, you're literally saying inappropriate things.
I'm just kidding, Gavin. Gosh.
Parker's a pervert. Anyway, keep that in. I get a call from my mom. She says, hey, have you talked to Hannah yet? And I said, no. She's like, Anthony is headed to the hospital. And I was like, oh, I had no idea.
Whoa, that's crazy.
So I called Hannah. I asked her, hey, did you hear about your dad? She's like, no. I said, my mom called and said that he's headed to the hospital right now. And she's like, oh, what
the
heck?
How did mom hear about that first prayer chain or something?
Yeah. So we talked to them after. We like, let us know first before you text everybody to. Anyway, doesn't matter. But I get home. I tell Hannah. And she's like, no, what the heck? So she calls Hope. Because she can see that she's on her way with her mom and dad to the hospital. And they get there. He had been putting in some 8-foot-long T-posts for their garden fence to keep deer out. And he was, like, almost on the last one. He was standing on the back of the gator and, like, pounding in the T-post. And it just got hooked, came off, and then just brought it straight down on top of his head. And
didn't he fall off, too? Fall off the gator?
He doesn't really know. If he like fell all the way down.
Yeah. He just can't remember.
Yeah.
Knocked him out.
And so
was he on conk?
Maybe. But luckily he was able to like kind of walk and then last a little bit like crawl to the door and like.
What?
Yeah.
Get inside. Was he bleeding pretty bad?
Oh, what? Yeah. There was like, he was bleeding like crazy. And so, Tina and Hope took him to the hospital. We go to the hospital and we sit in there for a while. Also so depressing to sit in the ER, like waiting room. It's so terrible.
One of the worst.
But we finally get in the back after being there for about an hour. I was watching the Ohio State Notre Dame football game on my phone. Just started.
Oh, that's where that? Did you ever come over to Rikers?
No.
No, you didn't.
Because of that. Yeah. And so we go in and see him, and we're talking to him. He's doing better, and they had got some gauze on the top of his head, and they showed me a picture of before, and it was pretty nasty, pretty
like
good sized gash
before he got hit.
Yeah,
just bald.
I said, "Well, hey, at least they don't have to shave your head when they gave you staples and like clean it up." So
he knocked me out.
Yeah, he kind of tells us what happened or what he remembers, and then we say, all right, goodbye, later, leave. He ends up getting a couple staples. Next night at dinner, we're talking. It's like, so how many staples did you get? It's like, oh, I got 5. And I had told them the story about when I was, I think, in 8th grade. We were playing football in my grandparents' living room. I got tackled into a hard, solid wood desk chair. Oof. And I smacked my head and cracked it open.
Smacked and cracked.
Got five, I got five staples in the back of my head. And so I told him about that. And so when Anthony was getting his head stapled up, the doctor finishes up and he goes, "Hey, how many?" He's like, "How many staples did you have to put in there?" He's like, "Four." He's like, "Oh, dang. My son-in-law was just in here and he was telling me how he got five staples in his head." And he's like, "You want me to give you another one?" He's like, "Sure." And so he gets everything back out. He gives him another staple in his head. And then he says, "You want a sixth so you can beat him?" And he's like, "No, I'm good." So he tells me that at dinner. And then what makes the story even better, so we were laughing about that.
I could not imagine what could make it better. Can't wait.
Well, he had the staples removed, and Tina had to take them out.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
crazy.
Four of them came out super easy. And then the last one, like, only one side came out.
Oh, no.
And then Tina had to, like, yank pretty hard and, like, kind of hurt his head again when ripping out that fifth staple. I said, "That's what you get for putting in five staples when you only needed four." Mm-hmm. So, goodness gracious. I was like, "That's it's never going to work out if you try and just overdo it for someone else."
So. Yeah, you know what? That's a good saying.
Shut up. It's so hot.
Pride comes before the staple gets stuck in your head.
Yeah, that's a terrible story.
No, that was good. No, that's funny.
But you could have started it like
I know, just at the hospital. Yeah. I'd have to tell the whole thing.
I was driving home. I got a call.
So I was at work. No, actually, no, I got a call from my mom.
I'm just going to cut it to like half of it. That was a 17-minute story. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. I'm so sorry, you guys. Oh, we did ChatGPT for a while.
That was good.
Yeah. So he got staples in his head. Parker and I finished the shred.
Yeah.
Wow.
Read the Bible. Shred.
My boys have shred. Mm-hmm. A month of shred. How do you feel?
We started it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you read yesterday?
No.
I forgot as well.
What do you mean you didn't read yesterday?
We're starting a 90-day one. Read it chronologically.
It's a little bit less, but in like order of events. So that'd be cool.
Oh, gotcha. Who's that with?
Just
that's not a program you're following.
No, is a plan.
It is a program that's just like on the I found on the Bible app. Oh. Do you want to do that one with us?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Just kidding.
Oh yeah, I definitely do.
Have you read any more books since?
Yeah, I read a few more.
Oh, nice.
I've read 1984 by George Orwell.
Oh, that's classic.
I've read. I think I actually talked about this last week, but I read. Oh yeah, Lord of the Flies. Already done so.
Yeah, it was like a day or something.
I've been reading this one called that I found at the thrift store. Called, man, what's it called? It's called Can Man Live Without God? It's like a apologetics thing, which is like common, you know, arguments against religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or arguments that are like the idea is that religion has done more harm than good and that kind of thing.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. That's what I said. Oh my gosh. It was appalling to read. No, just kidding. It was a good book and I'm not finished with that one yet. Mm. And then, yeah.
Everybody wants to hear about your goals. There were several comments.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. No, there was. Was there really?
Yeah, there was.
You guys love my goals so much.
There was one.
Yeah.
And it was.
Who was it?
Belle?
Dang, that's my sister.
No, I think it was a different Belle.
Oh.
Oh, maybe it is Bella. Is she the Belle that's been commenting?
No, she's not. I don't even think she is.
She doesn't even know.
She doesn't even know.
She knows how to type.
Dang.
She's 16.
She doesn't have thumbs.
Yeah, I don't think they're working at least right now.
Technologically advanced enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shredding it down. I don't know if I'm going to get to 100, to be honest. But
bro, that's a lot of books. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of books.
Yeah.
Plus, you'd be more focused on, like, I just got to get through this book to read 100 of them instead of just, like...
Yeah, that's true. I think my motivation is, like, there's so many books that I want to read.
So many books in the world.
Yeah, and just in the world.
See, then if you read...
And I just keep finding more, and I'm like, I got to read that, and then I just got to add it to the end of the list, which is, like, 90 more books. So I'm like, oh, this sick book, I want to read it so bad. Let me read it in 3 years.
Yeah. That's why you just... I think that's.
But I've been going on a lot of walks, and I just put it on 1.5x in my ears. Yeah. And I prefer to like read the book physically because I think it's cooler. But if I need to and I don't just have much time, I'll just listen on my walks, because that's so much time to waste of when I could be doing them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I would shred a lot on the treadmill.
At the gym. I call it the shred mill.
So reading, listening.
Yeah.
Walking.
His head's just like so stable. Everybody's like,
yeah, I try. I can only do music at the gym. I just find myself having to just like rewind and listen to the same part and then rewind again. I guess the treadmill's pretty monotonous, so that wouldn't really be the
same
thing.
If I'm working out on a machine, I'll try to. I usually won't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Goodness.
That's where I become a fiend. The Chiefs and the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I wanted to hear you guys' thoughts. I also wanted to share mine. Like, who do you want to win? Also, somebody in the Three Wise Men questions asked who we thought was going to win.
Oh, sickening.
It is sickening. It's hard to say because both of them
have their downfalls.
It's the worst ending to college and NFL football.
At least Notre Dame didn't win.
Actually, there was a year, I guess, when Oregon lost the national championship to Ohio State, and the Seahawks threw that pick against the Patriots.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
That was in the same year.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
that was 2014.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know the Seahawks one was 2014. I thought that was later.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. That would have been a pretty terrible season. I remember just losing to the Patriots.
I've
kind of
come around, though. I mostly want both teams to lose, if that's a possibility.
Unfortunately, it's not.
But I want...
The only way that would happen is if people got hurt. That would be a losing. But it's the end of the season, so they have all that time to recover.
I think I want the Chiefs at this point. Because
the Eagles fans are so terrible.
That's the most
Eagles,
insane
because
thing
of
I've
the
ever
fans,
heard.
Because you have the most annoying players
I think
of
Chiefs
all time
fans
on the
are
Chiefs.
Much more annoying versus, and their players.
The Eagles fans are just mean.
Yeah, but some of them. Chiefs fans are mean and... I mean, I don't really know if they're mean, but
we went to that one parade.
Chiefs fans are arrogant. Yeah, because they're with their people. They think that we're Chiefs fans.
That's true.
So it's like if you're, and the players. Gosh, I hate the Chiefs so much. I just can't handle it.
It was pretty infuriating watching the AFC Championship game, and I got a post.
Some
of
those calls
that I want to pull up.
Some of those calls, and then you go online and you see these Chiefs fans that are defending it and being like. No, look from this angle. I think that it actually was a good call. It's like, if they were just like, man, I'm glad we got that call. That's crazy. Because they got some calls, and then we got some calls. But they're just like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like this play right here?
Yeah.
This first
sick.
Down?
That one that was down? Even more egregious than that was the drop that they had on like the 3-yard line. The ball clearly hit the ground. Originally, they called it like an interception
That's the first down marker was right on the 40-yard line. And he is... Like, there's the ball, like, on his left shoulder.
Yeah, that's...
That one, literally the ball, like, bounced off the turf, and they called it a catch, and they scored a touchdown right after.
Yeah.
The ref right here, looking at the Chiefs lineman, holding the Bills player's neck, and does not call a holding.
Yeah.
And then this one right here, where the ball is, like, mostly picked, hits the ground, though, and they call it a reception for the Chiefs. Like, the Bills player has
Look
it,
at that.
But it also hits the ground right there.
And then he rips it out of his hand. That's insane.
And then he hits. That could have been ruled interception. Could have been ruled incomplete. Should have been ruled incomplete. If it's not incomplete, it's an interception.
And then this one here.
But to rule it as a
Travis
completion
Kelsey's
for the Chiefs.
All up in his face, taunting him. One guy. That kind of gets in his face, too. And they call the flag on the Bills player.
Just
after any
him.
Flops. Oh.
And you want the Chiefs to win?
The last piece of content I consumed was a guy who was at the Eagles game and Commanders stuff.
Yeah, he got so kind of whooped up on the by the fans.
It's
the dude that goes to places just wearing opposite team's jerseys.
Oh.
Just to see what'll happen.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty hilarious. He came to Oregon.
Did you see
that video? Yeah.
I saw him at like the Big Ten Championship wearing Oregon stuff.
He was at Autzen. I saw a video. He was at the Autzen game when I was at Autzen. He was there for Ohio State.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't see him, but.
That's funny.
It's actually hilarious.
It's going to be a terrible day. We just have to hope we make like a 15-leg parlay and that hits. That's the only thing that's going to make it better.
I was talking to my Uncle Nathaniel today, and he knows some people that are putting one together. That it's like $50 and it's If both teams score a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown in the first half and the second half, it's like $1,500. But I don't know.
That's not a good bet.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably not going to happen. Good. That would be pretty insane.
$50 for that.
Or no, sorry, not $1,500. $7,500.
Okay.
It's $50 for $7,500. Both teams have to score a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown in both halves.
But like, even just thinking of those alone, 28-28 is a pretty high scoring Super Bowl. But last time they were in the Super Bowl, it was pretty high scoring.
Yeah, and the quarterbacks are running the ball in a lot. They're both good throwing quarterbacks as well. So if it's going to be a matchup to have, it'd probably be this one.
I mean, it'll be, I think it'll be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, probably.
My goodness.
Disgusting, though.
But who do I think is going to win? Probably the Chiefs.
Probably.
No, I think the
Eagles. Just the way it's been going.
I think the Eagles are going to win.
I would go for the Eagles if their fans weren't so terrible.
I mean, I really thought the Bills were going to beat the Chiefs, but somehow
the refs helped them too much.
It's just incredible.
I think this is something that we should all do. I mean, we already kind of do it because we have a podcast.
Gavin's got a really good idea, it sounds like.
But my grandma, my Nana, I've never called her grandma, actually. But my Nana...
That was so uncharacteristic.
My parents got her this thing called Storyworth last year for Christmas. Oh. And so it gives a prompt every week, some question just about different things that comes up with
Is that the ads that are like, Grandma, I want to hear your story?
Yes. It was actually pretty good. I read the whole book in a day.
The book?
Yeah, it turns it into a book.
Oh, of her answers?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So we should do that with each other. It was actually really cool because...
We got it here.
That's what I'm saying. For us.
Yeah.
But I think even the stuff that we don't talk, there's a lot we don't talk about on the podcast. Parker's going to kill you if you touch the camera again.
It's not moving. I'm pressing just this part right there.
It's wired up so it electrocutes him.
Yeah, I'm going to cover it in
spray bottle.
Poison.
No, not poison.
So dang when he touches it, it gets into his fingers and his eyes and mouth.
But there's a lot of stuff that
every episode to where I build an immunity.
Just a little bit.
And then one episode, you're just going to be touching like crazy.
I'm
just
going to be licking it down.
Christian, what are you doing? I'm so thirsty.
How was your grandma's storybook?
It was really good. There's so much I didn't know. I knew a little bit about her childhood, but basically she grew up in Montana until she didn't say exactly what age, but elementary school. And she just talked about her great-grandma a little bit because she was like, oh, who's one of your heroes in your life? And she's like, there's so many different people, but her great-grandma, Rose, who they had a farm in Montana, grew a couple of different crops, but basically just talked about like all the time that she spent with her grandma and all that. Just made me think about like, we lived so close to our grandparents that we got to go over there every day after school and just walk over there whenever. So it was just cool to hear about her upbringing and stuff like that.
So that would that be our great-great-great-grandma? Because if it's Nana's great-grandma.
Great-great-grandma.
Isn't it crazy? Like, that's the first time I've ever heard that name.
Rose?
Yeah, of a family member.
Yeah.
In the few generations, no one's going to remember you.
They say you die twice, and the first time is when you die.
Yeah, second time is when they forget about you.
Second time is the last time someone says your name. Gavin's keeping great-great-great-great-grandma Rose alive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys keep saying her
name. Just rebirthed our great-great-great-grandma.
Welcome back, Grandma Rose.
Did it.
But there was just a bunch of different stuff. There was this cool story because she had one chapter called How God Speaks in Dreams. And I think Nana is a first-generation Christian, and so is our papa. My dad's mom and dad were both first generation Christians. And my great grandpa or my grandpa talked about this dream he had where he felt like he hadn't heard from the Lord or hadn't felt like close to the Lord in a while. And so my nana's like, well, you should just pray and you know, the Lord reveals himself. And so he prayed and asked the Lord to reveal himself to him and just he was spending some time and he had the same dream 3 nights in a row about him going to the hospital and talking to my great grandpa Arvel, who was sick with cancer, and just talking to him about Jesus. And he told my Nana this, And so she was like, well, why don't you need to go do it? So that mm-hmm. day he went to the hospital, and my great grandpa, you know, he didn't grow up in church and didn't really have a relationship with the Lord. And so when my grandpa shared that with him, he decided to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior and gave his life to Christ, in that moment. And then he ended up passing away. I don't think it was too much later, from the cancer, but like just like something that had stuck with him for so long. And like my dad had even mentioned it one time before, I think, where that was like something that my grandpa was always super proud of, was like being able to lead him to Christ.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
I thought it was cool, because I didn't really heard that full story. I just known that that was something that he was proud of, but I didn't really know what happened, but that he had had that dream 3 nights in a row. And Nana kind of shared about her relationship with the Lord in that book, which I haven't really ever talked to her a whole lot about, and just like her upbringing and stuff like that, and how that really changed and shaped her life. But it was cool.
Yeah.
You should read it.
Now that is a good Gavin story.
I think that it would be, that's what I think, like with the podcast stuff that I was just thinking about as I was reading the book or afterwards, that I would like to maybe, you know, write a book someday similar to that. But to have the podcast is kind of cool, just for down the road, generationally, for kids and grandkids to be able to kind of see what you were like in that time.
We're never going to die.
The internet's true. Forever. Internet Unless you know there's an EMP.
Dang it.
Blast.
Oh. That's when we really die. Second death is when the EMP goes off.
And the internet is gone. So, yeah. So, I think it'd be cool, you know, writing a book, though, someday, too, because easier, more condensed format of things that you've done in your life. Like, just, like, I even think about, like, my old jobs I've had that I really loved, like, working at the ranch, and then yeah. just time of in different friends and stuff in Oregon, and just what we used to do in Oregon versus, like, the day-to-day versus here and how different it is.
It is very different here. It still doesn't really feel like real life here.
We hang out so much. Like just the three
Dude,
of
we
us.
We hang out so much in Oregon.
We hung out a lot back then.
Yeah, like. Well, we were also single back then.
Dang. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
and we'd
true.
Also hang out in much larger groups. Now that we're married and you're about to be married, it's pretty much just the six of us.
Dang it.
No.
I know. No! I see all the other people hanging out and I'm like, that used to be me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to do Three Wise Men?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Oh my goodness.
East Group Cutie. Gavin, how about you tell him?
What?
This one says, how do I riz up a youth group cutie? Mm, I think this is from a girl, I think. Oh. I don't remember. I can't see the picture.
Dang it. Gavin, you're really good at this. Why don't you tell him? Gavin loves rizzing up the kids at youth group.
That's actually what
That's
he did.
Actually terrible.
That's what you did.
That's not what
when
I
you
did.
You were a kid.
Yeah.
I was not a kid.
You, oh my goodness.
Also, I was a leader and Hannah was a leader.
You should always be a kid at heart.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Christian,
you guys
seriously
write that down. What do you mean I say?
What do you say?
Let me think. I think the first time that I interacted with Haley was at youth group. It was actually a high school group. And neither of us were in high school. Actually, she was.
Wasn't it at the Smith's apartment?
Yeah.
That was youth group?
That was youth group.
Okay, yeah. Then it was. And I was high school aged, but I just graduated a year early. So it was like not really the same thing.
So it's like, oh my gosh, she's so smart. Yeah. So young.
That's what everyone was saying at the time.
Yeah.
And I think that we didn't actually talk. So.
Oh, that's actually really.
You just have to look nonchalant. Just kind of walk around.
Yeah.
Don't talk to anybody. Just keep your head down. Someone says something, just one word response, yo.
We gave one.
Someone says something, oh, you're good.
No. Don't talk to me, please. Yeah.
Maybe you just like roast the ops.
Don't
Christian
chime
used
in.
To do that a lot.
Roast the ops.
Yeah, I remember you guys went down to Medford one time for some worship night or something. They wanted Life Bible to do worship. And I think you were drumming or something.
Uh-huh.
And I remember you texting Parker and I and just talking, telling us how you just like were roasting kids and they were crying.
Oh my goodness. That sounds exactly like me.
Christian back then was just a
I don't
menace.
I remember that, but that's hilarious.
Bro, I literally remember Christian texting, like, there's this kid, like, trying to roast me. like trying to make fun. It was like that making fun like of me, and I just you just roasted.
Just roasted. This cooked him.
He's like crying.
Cooked him to a pulp.
Yeah.
I think I remember that, and I think it was we were playing Black Ops.
Yeah, or something
before service started.
Yeah.
At church, at youth group.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bro, they had like
I know they had like
Xboxes.
I think they
stuff.
Have Switches now.
Yeah, they did.
They gave everybody Switches.
Yeah. The Ops have Switches, I think.
Dang it.
Switchblade.
Yeah, I don't know. This is from is this a woman that takes us in?
Yeah.
A youth group cutie. I would say just not like that. Probably just wait it out until you guys are in college. But what do you think? Do you think high school is a good age to start dating?
Yeah. I was been thinking about that actually with like my own kids.
Yeah.
Not that we're having
because you're gonna like someone in high school.
I'm not. I'm married.
No, not you.
Oh,
when you are in high school, children.
Gotcha. Yeah, you can like someone in dang elementary school.
Yeah, like
when
it's gonna,
you're also in elementary.
Yeah,
school.
Yeah, but to yes. date them in elementary school.
That's crazy. Middle school is crazy.
Middle school,
freshman, sophomore year, less crazy.
Remember, like eighth graders dating sixth graders at my school, and like.
Remember, like senior dating freshmen.
Yeah, that was foul.
Seniors dating eighth graders. We had a couple of that.
Even like freshmen dating eighth graders, it's like
that's crazy.
It's like social classes are like you know
colliding.
It's like the colliding
caste system in India.
Yeah, exactly. The untouchables are starting to get touched by the high schoolers. And it was really chaotic.
Unfortunate. What is happening?
So yeah, I don't know. I'm not very good at this. I don't think.
I think it just depends on the kid. I think it's more of a maturity thing. Than
yeah,
like
probably. There's some people that are locked in. Yeah. You know, back in the day, they used to get married when they were in high school.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Different times.
Different times.
What is this here?
Do thou...
Doth thou pookie or dookie? All right.
What is that even mean?
That was Justin.
Come on, you guys.
What is that?
It's so Justin.
So this is what we're sending to Three Wise
we
Men.
Go...
Sorry, that was purely on accident. It looks fine still.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I punched the camera right now in case you guys didn't know.
We go straight from that to my brother's wife hates me and my family and recently blocked my sisters and me on Instagram. What do I do?
Interesting.
It's all right. It's just Instagram.
Hold on. Let me read this
maybe
slowly.
Other social media.
My brother's wife hates my family. My brother's wife.
So her sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law hates my family and recently blocked my sisters and me on Insta. What do I do?
That'd be like if Hannah blocked me and all my sisters.
Yeah. I see. Okay. I don't know. It depends on what you guys did. Are you guys being hateful? Don't be hateful.
Just write it out.
Some people be like that. Interesting that it's your like sibling's spouse. And it doesn't sound like your sibling has blocked you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just crazy.
That's always a tough situation to be in. As the man in that situation, being the one whose
wife
hates her sisters, is like, how do you try and take sides? Just probably figure out who's right and then take sides with them.
But you can't really
but
not
also,
take the side of your wife now.
Just
your
don't
wife
marry
now.
Someone that would be on the wrong side.
You picked to be on her side for the rest of your
figure
life.
Figure out why they're on the wrong side.
Sorry, bro. You're locked in now. You have to be on her side, probably. You see that a
probably
lot
just
with
leave
like,
it up to your brother.
Mother-in-law versus wife. It's like mom versus wife arguments that happen sometimes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I see that stuff like I've seen like gender reveal ones. Have you seen that one where it's like the mother-in-law or his mom comes in and is like, like hugs
yeah, and like
husband.
Starts hugging him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's got to be a fake video. I keep seeing the same one, and the wife, the soon-to-be mother, is just like, what is happening?
Sounds like her bro's got to step up, though.
Yeah, bro, step up, bro, for real.
Yeah.
Get him listening to the podcast as we do. Get your brother to listen to the podcast. Get the whole family to listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
let's have a good
get
time.
Together,
and have
listening.
Him leave a 5-star, and then maybe we can, like, they're just like, oh my gosh, this is such a hilarious
situation. I don't know what we were so
situation.
Worried about. This is hilarious.
Yeah, life is so easy.
Do you think living on Mars is attainable? If so, what would be your additions / suggestions? My suggestions for Mars?
Remodel the entire planet.
I saw
water
something.
On yeah. it, probably.
It's so ugly.
Vegetation.
Right now.
I saw this rendering of their thoughts of how we would live on Mars. And basically, we send some machines up there to create these mud domes or whatever.
Clay.
Organic material is on the surface of the Earth, of Mars, excuse me. And then that creates this dome. And then inside the dome is where we actually put like these pods that are basically inflatable to begin. Because otherwise, you know, when you're like framing a house or something, when you're actually building something, it takes a lot of time to get this exterior structure. But you need something that can keep the atmosphere inside the room
oh, wow.
yeah. Without the outside elements penetrating it. So I think that's the idea of this mud or organic matter structure is protecting you from storms, because I'm sure there's still storms on Mars and there's weather.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it unless it was catastrophic and the Earth was about to explode. Kind of like Interstellar, where we're running out of resources or whatever.
They had so much corn,
but I think that there would be a lot of people that were enthusiastic about it. Probably single people.
Uh-huh.
People that don't have family.
Or purpose.
And that, or purpose, and just kind of want to do something incredible. That would be like the epitome of that kind of situation. Like, you could get a motorcycle, you could join the army, or you could go to Mars.
Ride a motorcycle on Mars.
Are you kidding me?
While you're in the army.
Yeah. Get the army up there.
There would be a space army. Space army.
Elon's going to get it figured out, I think.
Not in this lifetime. There's no way.
Really? No. Nobody's living up there.
Too many variables.
Oh, not living up there, but also, we'll get some boots up there.
We do not need to live up there.
No, we don't need to, but that's kind of the purpose of humanity has always been to expand conquest. And discover and conquer.
It's interesting.
What about the ocean? I think.
But there's not much potential there, I don't think.
Living down there.
Underwater cities.
Like, that would be sick.
So much logistics.
But so much.
You think space is less logistics?
I think it's easier to go to space than it is to, like.
On Mars would not be as heavy as the atmosphere underneath the ocean.
And it's like, more all that sick. Water pressure. Like, a population on Mars, a civilization on Mars is like, whoa, we're literally in Mars right now. We can see the whole galaxy. Look, there's Earth. That's where everyone is. A civilization underwater is just like black nothingness.
I don't think you'd be able to see
No
Earth,
one can though, see you.
You could create.
You could see it just like you can see Mars right now. It's like a little dot.
That
dot
channel light. To the bottom. Like, we could get light to the bottom.
When you get this guy on the team.
Bro, I was going to be a dang scientist, you know.
Why don't we just, like, biologist, pump all the water out of the one spot you want to build?
Easy. So we better get a bunch of sand.
Mm-hmm. They actually do that.
A bunch of sponges.
When they build bridges.
Also in Minecraft, when you're trying to drain out, like, a underwater pyramid.
Put a bunch of glass, throw a bunch of sponges in there, boom. Break the buckets, sponges, and you can look around. And, oh my gosh, I'm underwater. So sick.
So awesome. What the heck? Yeah.
Do you think he was actually doing a... Elon was doing a...
Oh yeah, I saw that. Thing? Where he gripped his heart and then just threw his hand out there like crazy.
Still just a weird...
A little too high.
Yeah,
a weird
thing to do. What are we doing? Obviously, that's going to be... No matter what your intention is, you have got to think that through. Yeah. And then he did it twice. He did it forward and then turned around and did it again.
And everybody's like, whoa.
Yeah. You need to leave.
Yeah, that was crazy. Come on, Elon.
Pull it together. Really weird.
I'm not so sure about artificial intelligence. In the robotic sense of putting artificial intelligence. I think maybe him, and also, did you see Mark Zuckerberg, dude trying to act like all normal?
Yeah, he's trying to become human again or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That dude is crazy.
That dude is crazy.
He's like trying to be cool and hip and grow out his hair. Just be like, oh, what up, guys? I'm just one of the dudes.
No, yeah, for real.
That guy is weird.
We didn't even care. We didn't even have transgenders on Facebook anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the other question?
This one's not a question, but it's just showing the temperature.
Oh, what is it? It looks negative.
I wish I could see the question.
Zoom in. Can you zoom in?
There's no like...
Oh, wow.
That's like his dang coordinates. He just sent us his coordinates.
Yeah.
Would you want to live in this weather?
Negative 10, low, negative 19.
Is he on Mars? Do? Is he sending us Mars temperature right now?
I think that's remember kind of what he was asking. It was basically, is it worth living in this?
Oh, yeah. No.
Nope.
Weather.
What's your...
Michigan, maybe?
Your high is negative 10. That's crazy.
That's when it's game over. The coldest I've experienced is like negative 2, probably. And it's painful how cold it is.
Is that in Eastern Oregon?
Yes.
Freezing out there. And it also just feels like hopeless because it's so empty.
Desolate, bro.
And you're just in a desert.
What do I do?
And it's freezing in the desert and you're like what the flip?
Yeah. And it just hurts. We have crazy layers on. Mm-hmm. I guess there's clothes that are designed for that. Probably you'd feel fine. But I feel like I was stacked up and even still through my clothes, just painful cold. Advice on making decisions...
Oh, think I love making decisions in the sense of it's think it through before you just make this big life choice, even small life choices.
Even small life choices like hand gestures at inauguration.
Yeah. Like think about something, ask a second opinion from someone you trust. That's always good. I learned this from Dave Ramsey. This is applicable.
He said, pray about it, man.
Better than I deserve.
No, he talks about any purchase you make that's over $100.
Any purchase you make that's over $100.
Think about it. For 24 hours.
For 24 hours.
Before you do it. I think about that all the time. Especially when I buy tools and whatnot, making decisions like that. Be like, oh, is this something I really need now? Is this really going to increase efficiency?
Then you probably end up not buying it, unless you really needed it. What if it's like an emergency life raft and your house is getting washed away by a flood?
That's just instinct.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if I just need, financially, am I going to be okay?
To buy the life raft?
I should probably think about it.
Or to get in the life raft. Or just fake your death and then get out of debt and start over.
Yeah, that's actually probably better.
New identity. That's actually probably the best option. Yeah, do that.
What's the craziest thing you've read in the Bible?
Ooh.
One of the funniest was just like the she-bears that Elijah sends at those people.
Yeah. What's up, Baldy? And then...
cast some bears out from the woods.
She-bears. What is a she-bear? Is it just a bear that's a female?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Oh.
And they just tore them apart. That's crazy. That is crazy. There's a lot of crazy stuff in the Bible. You know? People doing stuff they shouldn't. People getting killed. Doing nasty things.
You see Jack's question there?
Yeah.
What?
Who's the GOAT? La Sunshine or MJ?
Dang, who's La Sunshine?
La Sunshine, dude. So
what is La Sunshine?
Who's our sunshine?
I don't know. What does that even mean?
LeBron or Michael Jordan?
What does that mean? La Sunshine, bro.
The greatest of all time.
Yeah, it's really hard for me because I believe that I've always believed that MJ is the best just from external sources just saying that believe that he's the best. But nowadays I've been kind of looking at it. And I've been doing the math, using my eyes. Whoa. And it's like, LeBron might be the greatest of all time. And it's actually not might. It's like LeBron's probably the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. And he definitely is. Yeah. And a lot of old heads are, but he doesn't have the, unspeakables or the untouchables or whatever. Intangibles. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
He doesn't have them, though. That's all they know.
He doesn't have the intangibles?
No, he doesn't.
Sorry. No tangible.
Now that this weather's turning around, we should do another docisode.
That's true. Before it gets too hot.
Also, we could do it in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be night.
Daylight.
Yeah, that's true.
Then we... Oh, my gosh. That way... people know that we actually caught a fish because, I mean, you just pulled up a fish from the darkness. It could have been
store-bought bass. Hateful, too.
All the hateful comments.
Can you believe how hateful they are? That's get a real fish.
Some dude commented on the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, F it. Just started watching it. Episode 179. Did I miss anything?
No, you did.
I was like, no, this is actually right when it starts getting good.
What?
Funny stuff. Banter with commenters.
Goodness gracious.
And I said parentheses, also we don't swear.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very condescending. Because that probably sounds like you're being a teacher. Like, we don't say that.
Because
you were just saying, we don't swear, like, as us, we don't swear. But, like, he swore in your comments, like, we don't swear here.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. No, sorry. So, he's never listening again.
No, he got it to this point of the episode.
No, he thinks that's hilarious.
He's like...
he doesn't have to listen to the episode to see
he's like, comment. That's effing funny.
That's crazy. Yeah,
like, holy F, that's
we don't swear.
Funny.
That's so funny. I was listening to last week's episode.
If he
episode.
Listens for a while, though, he'll understand how I meant it.
I was listening to last week's episode.
And we don't do that.
The talk about frequencies.
Oh.
Christian just kept bringing up the whole episode.
Oh, frequencies.
And it was so funny. And I text both of them a screenshot of the timestamp. And then sent the gif of Michael Scott. when he's sitting with Ryan talking about business school, you are so smart.
Gavin,
you
are your reference so game
effing smart.
Your reference game is out of control, Gavin.
It's been killer. Everybody lately.
Knows it. Everybody knows that. Your references are so sick.
They're so accurate too. You guys are so, you are so, so smart. Smart. You are so effing smart. And he says effing.
Yeah, hopefully that was able to pique someone's interest and they did some of the research on peaked frequencies. Mine. I was
peaked the whole time.
Literally. Yeah. Just freaked the whole time for these frequencies. It's actually very interesting, and I feel like I didn't explain it very well, but you guys, if you ask Chat GPT...
Hey, it is hard to explain.
Yeah, I don't there's really a understand lot to it that really much. Hard you know, C.S. Lewis explain. Said that... I don't know.
I bet you're going to butcher that, too.
Yeah, I was going to. It was like something about if you can't explain a topic to anyone, like if you can't explain a topic down to its most basic form that anyone can understand,
you don't know
then
enough.
You don't understand the topic very well. And that's probably how I was last episode.
Could have been.
Hey, that's cool.
All right. I was just learning about it.
We've been learning so much. Really I know. Well. And but reading so much.
So much knowledge is bouncing around.
It's are you actually going to start reading books?
Thinking about it. It's just so low on my totem pole.
What's
right
thinking
now.
Do?
What is high on your totem pole?
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Battle Royale. <right now. laughs>
on my Fortnite pool.
I really wanted to play PUBG.
It's such a fun concept to me.
Fortnite reading. Or reading?
Reading. Fortnite also.
Fortnite too, actually.
It's a good concept, but in reality,
in
it's
practice,
like,
it's...
do I want to sit there and look at paper?
Or do I want to sit there and look at my phone? Scroll.
I logged out of my Instagram for like a week.
You're back.
It was the best.
And you're back?
And then I got back on it just during like the showcase because I had to be there all day. And
it was the best, but not as good as when I have it downloaded because I immediately downloaded it after.
I was
yeah,
good.
I downloaded it. I got it back for like 2 hours and then I deleted it again and I have it deleted still.
I saw when you got back on because all of a sudden 1,000 like I was going through a lot of posts when we were at the LCS showcase and I was like, man, Christian liked a lot of these. He's like, bah, 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 bah. He's like
posted one day.
Get my
ago.
Fix. Get my fix.
Yeah, I just went crazy.
Yeah,
it was awesome. I just regretted it.
Oh, that yeah, because I had a lot of messages when I like got back on. So there's like the cream of the crop right there, the best reels on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Then you log out again.
Creamstagram, we call it.
Yeah.
Wait for those to rise back to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's like baking bread. You just you're not doing something the whole time. You just come back when it's good.
That's probably the best analogy I've ever heard about Instagram.
Come back when it's good.
Mm-hmm.
When it's risen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I did tell myself, like, I'm just on here so much because I love all the content about football and whatever.
Then when it's ready to get baked.
I went back and saw some of these posts. I'm like, really don't care.
I saw a lot about the Ducks, like their Senior Bowl. They're saying that Tez Johnson's the best receiver, Jeffrey Bass is the best linebacker, and Josh Connerly is the best defensive tackle.
Dylan Gabriel threw the hardest pass of all time.
Yeah, and they're saying Dylan Gabriel threw the ball 170 miles an hour. Not really.
I think
the reader was broken because the previous record was like 60 miles an hour for a throw.
60 something.
And Dylan Gabriel threw 75.
Mm-hmm.
So the like hardest faster throw than, for a football?
I think it was like 60.
No, 74.9 was his.
I think the first was like, 65 or something like that.
So they're saying that he outthrew the 10? Hardest like thrower of all time
Patrick
by
Mahomes.
10 miles an hour, which is probably not true. But
what's the distance?
It doesn't really matter.
Like 10 feet?
Because it'll just track it at its fastest point.
Right. That's crazy. I feel like for how hard people can throw a baseball for a football, I know, but that would be so difficult. So 75 is crazy.
Yeah, 75 is insane. No windup. I mean, you're kind of like using your weight, but not like a baseball windup.
Yeah.
And the ball's so much heavier. You have a side grip and not a back grip on it.
Uh-huh.
Insane.
That hurts my shoulder just thinking about that.
I know. I think it just dislocated.
I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go play Fortnite.
Did you ever have baseball games where when you're warming up, your arm before the game.
Oh yeah,
you heard it.
You knew it was cooked.
Yeah,
dude. That
and then you're pitching, and then they're like, "Are you good to go?" And you're like, "Yes, yeah."
I've had some arm troubles in middle school when I was pitching.
Oh, I remember that. I think
like we went camping once, and my arm was just cooked the whole trip because I had just thrown a tournament, and I started probably prematurely throwing curveballs early in my career. I was throwing curveballs in like middle school.
Getting kind of sidearm.
Yeah, and I think it like
stopped throwing. Curves.
Well, I think this curves is a more unnatural throwing motion than like a fastball, and I think it just messed up my shoulder or something because it was always hurting.
Yeah, I've always noticed it kind of hangs a little weird on the right side. It's like Chris just got a weird right shoulder, but it's fine.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, that was always the worst because I'd feel so good going into the game. I had a friend who had a this special icer for his arm. Like you strap up your arm and then you turn on this machine that pumps cold ice water through it the entire time.
We had that in the studio and it sprays it on our face.
Bro, I would love that just around my neck.
No, it would go numb, bro. It hurts. Great. I hated icing my arm. Really? Yeah. It didn't hurt for you?
I never really iced it. That's probably why
that's probably.
Let's fill this painful. Put dry ice in the ceiling and then it just rains down cold fog on us.
And we
cold
just keep fog. Getting burned from how...
It would look so sick. You'd step, open the door, just...
Welcome to our laboratory.
That'd actually be so hard.
Just as we're recording.
What do you guys think about all the planes crashing, huh? There's a bunch of planes crashing.
Yeah.
And I didn't even... Mariah told me about that because it was on Instagram and she was like, did you know?
There's been like three of them in the past week. There was one in the river that got hit by a helicopter.
Yep.
There was one... there's two more. What was the
other? There's one that was a smaller plane. I don't know if that one was in the U.S., but it crashed right before landing in kind of the suburbs.
Oh, yeah. And then there was the one in Philadelphia or something like that.
That part's always freaked me out the most about flying is landing.
Yeah. They say that's where most of the accidents happen.
Except for that one at Reagan Airport. They shut down the entire airport. It was 6 p.m. because a Black Hawk helicopter flew right. The plane was only 400 feet off the ground and got smashed into.
What are we doing?
Everybody lands in the river.
How do you...
Reagan, it's in D.C.
D.C., like T-boned a...
Yeah.
How does that happen, dude?
You got to be really good or really bad. Really good if you're doing it on purpose, or really bad if it was an accident.
Like, incredibly bad. No, not even bad, because you can't be... I don't even know. How do you figure out how to do that?
I'm sure the helicopter's loud, and it was dark... But all of that stuff has lights.
You
also
450 feet off the ground in front of an airport runway.
Well, that is also because there's a base right there, and so they probably were taking off from the airport.
Maybe they shouldn't have put the military base right next to
right in front of the runway.
Yeah.
Gosh, it just makes me sick. I just care.
Like 60 something people died from that.
That's unreal.
Probably like the luckiest part is that it wasn't a big airliner.
It was a big plane. It was a 737.
60 passenger isn't. Huge.
No, it wasn't a 60 passenger.
Oh my god.
That was how many people died that I know of.
Nobody survived. Everyone would have died. There's no way anybody survived.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Last I had read, that's how many bodies they had found in the Hudson or whatever.
Oh. That's in New York.
Is that the Hudson?
That is in New York.
in the water.
Washington, D.C. River is what it's called. No, I have no idea.
No idea either. I think it's the Euphrates.
Yeah, okay. Tigris. It's a Tigris.
Tigris, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been crazy. It makes me a little bit nervous to fly because that was like one of them was American Airlines, I think.
Never flown American. Yes, I have.
Okay. Really I was going to get a credit card. I was going to get a credit card for one of these airline companies for points for all my jobs. It'll be like my business, my work credit card.
Goodness.
So don't know if it'll be American anymore.
Luka Doncic is now in Los Angeles.
Crazy news.
Dallas Mavericks are cooked. So they're donezo.
Yeah.
They're going to fade into irrelevance once again.
Of course, right when I become a Mavericks fan.
Right when you get their hat, right when he gets sat, right when you go
I almost
to
got
their
a
game.
Luka shirt. I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah, dude. That is the worst trade deal in the history of trade deals. Maybe ever.
Great for L.A.
Yeah, great for L.A. We got Anthony Davidson, the worst center in the league.
Davidson? Which one's that?
Anthony Davidson? Unibrow?
Yeah, Davis.
The big white guy, or like mixed guy. He's always injured, constantly injured. 7 feet tall. Played for the Pelicans for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He was drafted by the Pelicans.
He's got a massive unibrow.
Yeah.
I remember when I was working at the shoe store here. There was a girl there who was like in love with him. So I thought about her she's probably so excited.
Goodness gracious.
And she was like, I've told my husband if I would leave him for Anthony Davis. I'm like, that's a crazy thing to say.
That is an insane thing to say. I hate when people say
Anthony.
That.
It's Anthony.
Which, yeah, what a crazy looking guy.
Yeah.
I love that unibrow.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But good for him, I guess. Everybody's going to rely on
Clay.
Him now.
Like, they got all these players at the end of their prime.
All these
wasps awesome.
It's where players go to die.
Dang it.
Career's ended.
Luka Doncic is just 25 years old.
That's crazy, dude.
10, 15 years ahead of him.
But I guess, like, the main thing is that they're worried about, like, his weight. I guess like he
no way
yeah dude like it was like conditioning issues
there's no way it would have been because of performance He's like very clearly top three player in the league.
Oh, yeah. But they were just concerned about like his cardio, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
He's going to like die. He's going to die.
He really doesn't play defense, though. So
he's like, there's no way that they thought he was not good enough, and that's why they traded him. I thought maybe it was because, like,
I'm not saying he's not good enough.
Like market cap, or like they didn't have enough money to pay for him or something.
How much was his new contract?
I think it was 100 bajil, I think is what it was.
A bajil, that's...
I think it was a bajil a month. So pretty good.
Yeah.
And he didn't request a trade.
Yeah, Luka didn't. I saw that. That he was and shocked by
the Mavericks approached the Lakers to acquire Anthony Davis.
Like, LeBron didn't even know what was going on. Can you believe that? With Sunshine, the Sunshine was
insane, dude. So dumb. We'll see. I wonder how the Mavericks did today in their game, now that they don't have Luka Doncic.
I was also thinking recently, I want to play basketball some more.
Okay.
We used to play in your driveway all the time.
Yeah, that is
play
true.
Play some ball? She's
remember?
Oh, I'd set up my car and turn on my headlights.
We played so much.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Oh, the Mavericks lost by 40 points today.
Oh, my word.
101 to 144 to the Cavaliers.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
so not too good so far.
But it sounds like the Lakers are ready to, like, all right, next generation. LeBron's on his way out.
Yeah, bring in Bronny.
Yeah, bring up Bronny from the G League. Yeah. Get Luka in there.
Yeah, is he done in college?
Yeah, he got drafted.
Lakers are going to be dominant.
Unfortunately.
Maybe not dominant.
Continue their legacy.
After Luka took him to the championship last year.
Yeah, that's going to...
He was, like, the best Mavericks player since Dirk.
Yeah,
like,
by far. He might be better than Dirk.
He just was so good because he led him to that championship.
Yeah.
I think that's their only one in
against
history.
Prime Bron and the big three in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're done. I'm glad we, you know, never got to see him. That's cool.
I went to a Mavericks game and Luka Doncic wasn't playing that day. And I was like, oh, that's all right. Because they were playing the Warriors. So I was like, the main thing is I want to see Steph Curry play. I'll be able to see Luka hundreds of times in the future when we play again, because he's just right down the road. But now he's literally in Los Angeles, California. So I'll never be able to see him play.
Maybe on your honeymoon.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
Take a drive.
Luka, come do a private showcase for us. She drugs me to keep me a vegetable. Pull up that video.
What?
Look up, she drugs me to keep me a vegetable. You won't believe what he says in the video.
Let me guess, it's something about how much he loves how healthy he is because of her.
She drugs me to keep me a vegetable.
What?
He's like a disabled guy, and he like has a text-to-speech thing to communicate with people. He's like pranking her.
I will just come with you.
Please, ma'am. I don't want to be a vegetable anymore. Are you stealing, Mom?
Mom, no one's wondering if you're stealing again.
Are you stealing, Mom?
Stop it. Seriously, dude.
I wonder how it does he tell down there?
It's just like the Hawkins, what was the guy's name?
Yeah, Jim Hawkins.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Oh, do you have something to say, Mom?
She drugs me to keep
me. Dude, just the beginning. The way his voice
is. She drugs me to keep me a vegetable.
Just the voice. Why? The fact they chose that voice.
Such a low voice.
She drugs me to keep me a vegetable.
Mom, are you stealing?
Mommy's stealing again. Oh, man. She drugged me to keep me a vegetable.
That's going on one of my favorite video lists. We have that one, the kid with the red hair that scared the ladies.
Yes.
There's one more that's like a classic for me.
Instead of giving them a freaking packet, yo.
You touch their freaking hearts. Kids don't learn like that.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
Kids don't learn like that.
You remember that the dog?
No, I am listening.
Dang, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Dang,
oh, I forgot about that one.
I don't even remember the full video.
It is so hot in the studio. We're still making improvements.
Air conditioning.
We got to put an AC unit in.
It's on the list.
We didn't, you know, expect it to be 95 degrees in February, so...
February 2nd, to be specific.
Yeah, it's not even the end of February. It just started. You guys, it's so much fun recording episodes for you listeners, and you comment and you leave such great reviews. It's fantastic. I love it. I love when you follow us on Instagram and like our reels, and then you send us questions in DMs. We love it. Love and it also so YouTube comments. Pretty sick when people do that. There's not always stuff to respond to, you know, when you guys leave a comment. But I like to see it. So leave those comments. Like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. And dang, follow us on Instagram. Anyway, that's my spiel.
Go Ducks.
Anyone else?
That's it. See you guys.
Peace.
Later.